So, welcome to the podcast to all of our new listeners. Welcome to the Mystery Personalities Podcast, where we take our friends and we stick them in random outfits and we tell them to just hop on here as a mystery character that they decide. Today we are being joined by our new friend, Micah Bucks, and we'll see what he's all about. Let's tell him to come on in.
I'm quite excited to see what he has to offer.
Yeah, I saw a little glimpse as he's walking. You can see him right there.
Oh, he's terrifying.
And he's coming in.
He has a weapon.
You'll see in the camera in a second.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome. Sit down at your seat, my friend Micah.
Thank you.
This is wonderful. Get those headphones on.
Make sure you're all good.
Nice and comfy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, make yourself at home.
Don't crush your mohawk too much.
I'll try not to. It's part of me.
I see.
I see that. It looks very connected through your head.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you mind just doing a little introduction about yourself?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Yeah.
What do you do?
The name's Micah Bucks. I'm a lovely, if I do say so myself, time-traveling cop currently searching for the dreaded pirate known as Dennis Bill. I brought with me today my lovely friend. This is Heartstopper. And my wife currently, this... It's natural causes. Aside from that, I'm on vacation.
Very nice. So you said you're after Dennis Bill and you're a time-traveling cop?
Yes.
What did this Dennis Bill do and why are you after him?
So he is a dreaded criminal who has been taking relics from history and messing up the whole timeline. It's a whole thing. I can't say more than that.
I see.
Man.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So when exactly are you from? What's life like?
So... I originated back during World War II, but as you can see, I've more than adapted to the current day times.
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
I can tell.
I've been all over the timeline. The cowboys are pretty nice.
Cowboys. Yeah. I see. How far forward have you gone, just like in your life?
I've gone all the way back, frankly, after they keep track of the time. But I would say the farthest that I've gone for you would be about 4,200.
I see.
Yeah. We're well past flying cars. It's marvelous.
Oh, yeah? What's it like?
Electrifying. You need these to see everything. If you don't, your head would explode.
So if you take them off now, will your head explode?
No, because I'm not currently in that year.
Mm. Oh, so you just have them on for the style?
Yeah.
I see, yeah.
Now it's kind of more a fashion statement right now.
I see.
It's true. I like the whole outfit.
Thank you.
Is that just like sort of like the hairdo in the future?
Yeah, this is like the common thing.
It really helps you like just stay blending in throughout time?
Yeah, you know how they did like wigs back in the day? They brought that back, but it's more like this.
I see.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a fashion statement.
Do you have any family about Mr. Bucks,
Yes. Well, I told you, I have these. Apart from this, I had a mother. She abandoned me as a poor boy. Aside from that, I've just been making my way through the law enforcement, going through the timelines. You lose them after a couple hundred thousand years of doing this over and over again.
Oh, so you've been immortal? Sorry.
Hmm?
You're just effectively immortal?
Not immortal, but you can rehabilitate the aging process by going through the years.
I see.
But yes, aside from aging, I've more or less stayed the same.
Is it really affecting you? Like, do you feel the changes?
So, I mean, it's certainly an interesting change to go from a desert like cowboys to go to a war zone, the natural disasters like a volcano going off to flying cars. But overall, I'd say it works out pretty nicely.
There was a volcano
in
your home during World War II?
It wasn't in my... No, that was a different time. That was just merely examples.
So how did you get, recruited for this, like, space... Time police?
Oh, they're actually rather easy about it. Yeah, you just kind of leave a child on the doorway and they're like, oh, yeah, you're in. It's very simple.
It's just like random lottery throughout time. People are just picked.
Pretty much.
I see. So like you could just end up picking like the worst possible candidate. Like we're looking for strong individual.
Yeah, Jack the Ripper, he was one of us.
I see.
Wow.
So why did he always go back to that one time?
I don't know. He was a weird guy. And then he wound up
Met him.
I have.
I see.
He makes good tea.
Ooh.
You guys go back?
Not that far. Only a little bit. I've only dabbled in his...
Only a couple thousand years, probably? Yeah, yeah, I see.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not, sir. I actually really respect what you do. Thank you for all of your service throughout time,
thank
I guess.
You. Thank
Keeping
you.
Time safe.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then that shirt. Is that also just, like, the fashion of the future? Were you on vacation? Or is that just how you, like,
No, I visited Hawaii earlier.
Oh, you were in Hawaii.
How was it?
Oh, it was lovely.
So it's time travel and space travel?
So, in a sense, yes.
How do you travel? What device allows you to do that?
So, it's not really a device I have, which isn't the best. We're working on it. But it's kind of a thing where you go into a little pod, and then it's more like your consciousness is transferred to this era. This is not my literal body. If I were to die now...
Oh, so this is just someone.
In a sense, yes.
So you just took over a body.
For the time being, yes.
Is this going to affect them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So you're ruining someone's life every time you time travel.
Probably.
Is that part also random? Like, could at any moment someone time travel to now?
Yeah, any one of you at any moment. During this show, perhaps.
So what's the most unique body you've been in?
I guess it would be The Rock, as you know him. That was interesting. I was bald for once. That was something new.
The Rock was you.
I didn't. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So how long ago did you get to our time?
If I'm being honest, it's only been about 3 weeks. It hasn't been that long in the grand scheme.
And so one of the first things you were like is. Get the hair dyed.
Oh, yeah.
I see. Do you have, like, a certain barber for that, or do you go to find a salon around
Well, here, I like to dabble and experiment with the different timelines, so I just kind of went to the first one I saw around here. And they did this. This was the closest they could do to the current day. Normally, this would be flowing all around.
Living in the wind at all times?
Oh, yeah. It's a whole thing.
And what do you mean by normally? Do you always go into the same bodies when available? Or?
I do not, but in my main body, back in my timeline, this whole thing's flowing around. It's like there's very little gravity to control your hair. It's a whole thing. Oh, yeah. We've, like, destroyed the... It's a whole thing.
Little gravity. Like,
yeah.
Can you expand on that a little bit?
They full-on... So you know how the sphere around the Earth was already weakening?
The atmosphere?
Thank you. That's the word. Yeah. We kind of scrapped that whole idea of saving it after it stopped working. And
you gave up.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't, but, like, as a whole, we did. Yeah, that kind of shattered. So now we're kind of working with our own pre-made, man-made gravity. A lot of people don't trust it. There's protests every other week.
So you guys are just, like, on a spaceship?
Not really. It's still the Earth. It's just we had to make our own gravity to make it work. And then there's ships.
How do you breathe?
So that's the thing. We don't really. We have a new little chip thing that they implant into you when you're born. And it becomes your breathing apparatus. It's kind of like how fish don't need to breathe air.
You don't need to breathe air, or the chip gets the air intake for you?
The chip kind of manufactures its own sort of air equivalent. It's not air itself.
So it's like air in a canister?
Well, what is it manufacture it from? The rest of your body? Or?
I will be honest with you, I don't know.
You're not a professional.
That's above my pay grade.
You're more field.
They tell me to find a person, I'm your guy.
What you know is it works.
Yeah.
So you find people.
I do.
So what kind of people have you found throughout time?
I have found many serial killers, many murderers. Some war crimes have been stopped.
War crimes have been stopped. Yeah. That's good to know.
So, we've asked a lot about your job.
Mm-hmm, of course.
But how are you?
So, it's hard sometimes, you know, not having a family apart from guns, which, given, they make great company. Sometimes
I draw
smiley faces on them. But one, a gun can't talk back to you, normally. Sometimes they can. It's a whole thing. It's really weird. It takes a lot of mushrooms. Ignoring that, aside from that, It gets hard, you know? I'm a rather emotional guy at times. If you can't tell by my masculine atmosphere, I know. It's very roaming. But yes.
What is your age at this moment of time, right?
Well, that's the very personal question. And frankly, I've lost track.
Come on, sir. You don't just ask a time traveler's age. You can't. That's very insensitive.
Sorry.
I'm sorry for my
We apologize for our friend here.
It's okay.
I'm new.
No worries.
That's true. So,
a lot of artillery. Is that, like, normal for you, or is it just...
If I'm being... This is honestly little. I wasn't able to bring that much with me. Normally, I have a minigun with me at all times, even on the bathroom.
They allowed you in the building?
I mean...
Yeah, how'd you get in here, by the way?
Let's just
say... We have metal detectors.
None of your security wanted to fight this.
Oh, my God.
Did you kill our security?
Hey. You wanted the interview, not me.
Oh, my God.
Brad, was it? Yeah. Let's just say I'm above his pay grade.
No. Okay. Anyways, so you said you have more... You said you have more weapons. Do you, do they all have names? Where do these names come from?
Yeah, they kind of just come to me. Like, this one, you shoot someone.
So it's you that names them? They don't come like that?
No, they don't come pre-named, unfortunately. They used to. They stopped doing that. Along when Google went down, they stopped doing that. But yeah.
Oh, I see.
This one, it's very simple. I would aim it at someone, and they would suddenly, their heart would just typically die. And so, heart attack, it came with it. This one was simply just my love. And so, it came to me.
Whoa. Okay. Don't load a gun in the studio, please. We need to bump up our security here, guys. We can't. They can't keep getting away with this.
Oh, but I can.
We have to hire more.
Alrighty, so,
the guns come with the consciousness?
That's true. You said some guns are conscious. Do they come that way? Is it like a magic spell put upon it? How do guns go about gaining consciousness?
It pretty much goes by how many shrooms the person that I currently inhabit has taken. Sometimes they have a whole mind of themselves.
Oh, so they gain consciousness through your use of psychedelics.
Yes.
I see. And so do you have like a space drug dealer? Or like do you just try to have to like source them out? Is there times that are easier for gaining these
There
tools?
Are, because in the future for a little bit, we had the privilege of most drugs became legal. So it just kind of became a go to a CVS, which, by the way, is still going.
You say most drugs.
Google has crashed. CVS has continued to live on.
Correct.
I'm sorry, time. Ben.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
I know how much you hate CVS.
I don't know. Just
it's true. I have a bit of a vendetta against CVS, but, you know,
are you okay?
I'm okay, but, you know, this podcast isn't really about me. Oh. This is about you, my friend Micah.
Fair enough.
Welcome back, people, to the podcast. I'm so sorry we had a little bit of an interruption. I don't remember exactly where we were, but I would just like to take a minute to ask our friend Micah, is there anything in the future that, like, you're surprised has stuck around or, like, you're sad hasn't stuck around?
I guess I would say I don't really know because I don't know what I missed. The only thing that I will say is I wish murder became legalized.
You wish murder became legalized?
Yes.
Why is that?
Here, I'll take off my goggles that record everything. Oh, yeah, they're recording 24/7.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
That's expensive equipment you just put those on.
That looks...
That's okay.
Yeah.
I shouldn't touch this, should I?
No, it can blow up.
What was the cost of that around?
Yeah.
Oh, that's about 300 Electrum.
What would you say that would be in about 2024 U.S. dollars? If you know the conversion rate or so in your head.
I'd say Jeff Bezos times 5.
Oh. Oh, I see. Oh. That's a lot of money. So what happens if you were to drop those and they break? Do you get more? Are they issued by the...
I would be killed. Base?
Oh, you? Oh. They would kill you?
Yes.
Well, if it breaks on, like, consciousness transfer?
Oh, yeah. Then I'm trapped in this body, and then they kill my real body.
Damn.
Oh, I see. So you're stuck as... What happens to the memories and, like, consciousness of this body?
Oh, I steal them. I have them.
Oh, so you know everything
Dave.
About this guy.
So his name is Dave?
Yeah.
You know, so is Dave, like, in there, like, trying to get out, or...
Well, he can't
do
really.
Do they fight?
Like, he can try. It won't do anything. This guy's a carpenter.
Well, what job would be able to do that?
What do you mean?
Do you like keep you said... these... do you keep these abilities when you jump from person to person?
I mean, I can retain some of it. I don't transfer with all of his memories.
What are some of the, what are some, like, cool abilities you've gained from, like, transferring between people?
It's not really abilities as much as it is memories. I've gotten to hold, I've gotten to see some pretty intimate acts. That was interesting.
Oh?
Yeah.
I don't think I want to know.
Well, like, are you good at carpentry now?
I mean, like, I think I could probably do more than someone who hasn't seen anything. It's more like a YouTube. I kind of just can see it.
Oh,
kind of like I have a tutorial
like,
on my brain.
So, like, you can, like, search things up in this guy's memories?
Not really search it up, but yes, I guess.
It recommends memories?
It's not a literal
app. There's
a
subscriber list for your memories?
I think you're looking too far
into this. When you are to jump out of this body, does Dave return?
You know, I'd never asked.
You've never asked. So that means you don't continue, like, being linked. You don't continue getting memories from a person?
It's not like a symbiotic relationship.
I see.
So this is parasitic.
Yeah.
I see.
I am the parasite.
So
you normally look like that?
Thank you. I'm leeching off his life, though.
You didn't ask for permission to do this, did you?
No, there is no consent.
There's no consent.
So one could argue you're just as bad as Dennis Bill.
No.
No?
No.
What exactly did Dennis Bill do?
I was going to ask that as well.
Dennis Bill is a treacherous man coming after me, and that is... And
oh, he's coming after you. I thought you were after him.
I mean, nothing. I mean...
What are you not telling us?
Let's just say, boys, you don't know anything. Let's just say that quick.
Wait, hold on.
Well, he's pulling out wads of cash.
Are you... Okay, I see.
You don't know anything. You can just split that amongst yourselves.
All right.
I think we can...
All right, Micah Bucks. So, what... Do you like to play games in your spirit?
I'm counting them right now.
Split it up evenly. 40, so, Mr. Bucks, do you like to play games in your spare time, or...?
I do, in a sense. I don't think the average day citizen in your timeline would really like the games I play, but yeah. I like to make little white and red puppets.
60.
Puppets. I see. What are these puppets? Yeah.
Hand puppets or like...
Like little dummies.
What do you do with these puppets?
They make little games and they talk to people.
Oh, so you make magic puppets that come alive.
Yeah. Think Pinocchio, but scarier.
What happens if they lie?
To my knowledge, they've never... I don't think their nose is grown. It could.
You see.
I don't build them with that feature, so I don't know if that happens.
So these puppets, like... They're alive?
In a sense.
Do they get evil?
They could. That's up to them to decide. You're really counting all of this.
Can we turn down his microphone volume, please?
Can we just mute him?
Yeah, can you just hit that mute button on his microphone, please?
$727.
Alrighty, so that's cool. Don't say that on the podcast.
We can cut it out,
table.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Just
we'll cut it out right now.
I'll give this to you after.
Yeah.
So, puppets.
Mm-hmm.
Do they, like he was saying,
mm-hmm.
they don't, do they or do they not possess, like, a magical power?
Define magic for me.
Not something that is unhuman or inhuman.
So?
Magical.
Otherworldly abilities.
Yeah.
You could say they gain consciousness from seemingly nowhere. I just kind of make them in whatever emotion I make when I have that. They just kind of manifest and go with it.
So are you, like, careful to make sure you only make them when you're in, like, a good headspace?
Not
what
really.
Happens?
I just, if I'm being completely honest, it's typically the opposite.
So did these...
I usually get mad and then I make a puppet.
Are these puppets able to time travel as well?
I don't know. There could be. There could
they're
be
just
puppet.
Running around places.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have the...
They like little bikes.
I don't know which.
Sorry about that. Hope you like herpes.
Okay.
That's true. Diseases. What's healthcare like in the future?
You got any healthcare at all?
Well, for one, it's actually free for most people.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It's considered a human right, which is something.
Most people?
That's a nice point. Oh,
but you think murder should be allowed?
Now, that's the thing. Murder is just an art form to express oneself.
I see. Okay. You can...
To keep in mind, in the
but
future...
But it's not legal?
No. There are far more people in the future. Our population has skyrocketed.
Have we stayed on Earth?
We have, but we have ventured other places as well.
I see. That makes sense. Anyways, so back to, like, the healthcare. How does that work? Is there still, like, hospitals or what do you do? Say you were to wake up sick. Mm-hmm. What do you do? How do you get better?
Okay, so little Jimmy had a tummy ache. He doesn't want to go to school, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Are you little Jimmy in this scenario?
No, I'm Micah Bucks.
This is just a hypothetical.
Yeah, this is a hypothetical. Okay.
Here, little dummy. Here, I'll do the little thing. Little dummy. He frolics along. Yay. He goes, Mama, I got an issue. My tummy hurts. Okay. So Mom brings him to the hospital. They do a little checkup. If it's curable, they cure it there, and she doesn't have to pay a dime for it. If it's not, they kill him.
They kill him.
They kill him on the spot, or, like, do they give him time?
Micah, we're gonna need you to stay with us here.
Yeah, sorry.
How do they put down these sick children?
Oh, the beautiful memories. Sorry, what were you asking?
How do they put, like... Okay. What's the method of killing these children? Do they tell the parents? Do they get time to say goodbye? Are they like, oh, pants are bang?
Okay.
Oh, they shoot him.
I mean, it's pretty effective.
I would say space bullets are effective in killing a sick child.
I don't think the camera got it. Do you want to demonstrate that again?
Oh, sure.
But
here.
Please stop discharging firearms in the office, okay? No. No.
All right.
You need to leave those at reception from now on. No more weapons in this recording studio.
We need more security.
We do need more security here. This cannot keep happening.
Hey, Micah, do you mind handing me that thing on the floor?
Micah,
don't
give him any weapons.
Don't reach for anything.
Whatever.
Please.
You work here too, Aiden.
Okay, you said
come
please,
on.
So I'll listen to you.
Okay.
I still listen to manners.
All right, so you... Okay, so here's what really tripped me up earlier, is because you don't look like the Micah Bucks that was to come here. However, but you're saying that you swap bodies, right?
Yes.
So you are...
I am...
The Micah Bucks that I reach out to via email.
Yes. And I am not the man that I claim to be hunting.
You are not
Dennis
Bill.
You're hunting Dennis Bill.
Correct. You're hunting Dennis Bill.
Yes. Dennis Bill's not hunting.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that's cleared up.
Yeah. Okay. Good stuff.
Yeah. We're all on the same page here.
We're all friends.
You're my friendly friend.
I don't know you.
You're my friendly friend, though.
Sure.
I think some time to deliberate with my co-hosts would be nice. So, Micah.
Yep.
It was great having you on the podcast. Mm. I think we're gonna end it out now. If you don't mind, just taking a step outside, maybe saying goodbye to
to
the listeners.
Do you want to do that really quick?
Okay. Yeah. Goodbye to my adoring fans. To the real Micah Bucks out there, you will be hunted and killed. Bye bye.
Hmm?
To the real Micah.
Wait.
To the real Micah.
The real Micah.
Oh no, I'm the real one.
Okay.
But you just said that.
But you just said to the.
You know my answer.
Oh yeah.
We need to check in the security room and see how he actually got in here. Cause I knew that wasn't the picture he sent. Nothing, Micah. It was wonderful having you here. Thank you very much.
Coming for you.
Bye, everyone.
All right, that dude was
evil.
That dude was straight up evil.
That guy was
okay.
Man was promoting
evil.
Murder.
Dude, why would you email him?
I'm
pretty sure he was Dennis.
I got contact with the Space Police Corporation, and they were like, sure, you can speak to one of our detectives. And they put me in contact with micah.bucks@gmail.com, even though I guess Google is gone, so I don't know what Gmail stands for.
So we talked
back and forth. He didn't mention anything about swapping bodies and looking different. He did send a picture, and he did have a bright pink mohawk, so I was like, I guess that's just his style.
Dang.
I think that was the Dennis guy.
That was definitely Dennis Bill. That guy was evil.
He kept switching up his story.
Yeah, he did.
Also, this isn't even real currency.
That's not real?
Do you want to see it?
I would love to see it.
Let's counted it so that he would think I was taking it.
Okay. This is far too big of bills to be real, unless I'm just a really small man. Okay, I think we're going to end the podcast here so that we can go check on our security and hopefully,
fingers
crossed, we haven't lost anyone. We'll bump up that security, too, and we'll try and see what happened to the real Micah Bucks.
Do you want to just quickly shoot him an email?
Yeah, I'll go email him and see what happened. All right, well, thank you, listeners, for coming. We'll see you again, hopefully, in a week or two. Adios. Yep.
Goodbye.
I'm sorry for the evil
man. Sorry about that, yeah.
Yeah, terribly sorry about that.